Daf Dalet. Today's daf is dedicated by Freddy Kassab in memory of Yitzhak ben Mazal. Ruach Adonai Tenichon Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf also has been sponsored by Yosef Daniel Moskiker, the Elu Neshmat, Todros ben Aharon Adevi, Bina de Abbat Yosef Adevi, Moshe ben Yaakov Meir, Le Abbat Yitzhak Arielev, Yitzhak ben Aharon Adevi, Yaakov ben Yosef Adevi, Avner ben Yitzhak, Gabriel ben Moshe, Sarah bat Esther Farida, bat Simbol, Eliyahu ben Salha, Rab ben Sion Shmuel Vida, Rafael ben Abraham. A second Shabbat has been dedicated by Benjamin Stavrash for the Refuah Shedema of Klal Yisrael. At this point, we begin today's daf on Daf Gimal Amud Bet. Let's review what we're learning. The sugya that we're in is questioning what is the status of a person's hand. So the Gemara established that it cannot be a Reshut Yachid and it cannot be a Reshut Harabim. So they learned that, they brought proofs of our Mishnah. So now the Gemara wants to know, did the Hachamim give it the status of a Karmelit? What would be the Nafkamina to give it the status of a Karmelit? That if a person would extend his hand into one Reshut, would it be allowed to, let's say, bring it back? Let's say the person has an Reshut Arabim, and he has something in his hand, and he extends it into the Reshut Yachid. So now the question is, can he bring it back to him? Now, normally there should be no problem to bring it back to him. However, if you hold that the hand is a Karmelit, so now it's coming from a Karmelit back to a Reshut Arabim, which would be a Knas, or the Hakamim would say that it's Asur. So that's the She'ela. Did they Knas it to make it a Karmelit? The Gemara found two Braitot. One Braita said you can't retrieve your hand, and one Braita said you can. So the Gemara says, hey, that's the Mahloket, you see, whether it's a Karmelit or not. Otherwise, what could be the Mahloket between the two Braitot? Then the Gemara came along and said, no, it's got nothing to do whether it's a Karmelit or not. Really, it's not a Karmelit, but nonetheless, the Hachamim still made a Knas. So that's where we ended up yesterday by giving a few answers. One answer we said was, and that's where we were, ve'iba etema le'olam lo tefshot ve'la kashya kan b'shogeg kan b'mezid. Depends if he did it b'shogeg or mezid. B'shogeg lo kansu harabbanan. If he did it b'shogeg, the rabbis didn't knas him. B'mezid kansu harabbanan. But b'mezid kansu harabbanan. Nothing to do whether it's a karmelit or not. It's just that did they knas a shogeg or not. And they didn't knas the shogeg, but they knas the mezid. Really, I could say that both cases of the Braita are talking about b'shogeg. Another machloket over here we have, do you gozer on a shogeg atu a mezid? And the Gemara says, mor sabar kansu shogeg atu mezid, or mor sabar lo kansu shogeg atu mezid. Which means, really, both cases are shogeg. Question is, do I say that if I'm going to allow the not knas the shogeg, so then the guy can come along and do it b'mezid and say that he's shogeg, and therefore you have a problem. So therefore they gozer shogeg atu mezid for that problem. So I'm saying no, shogeg, they won't gozer atu mezid. So that's another answer. The Gemara then says, v'iba etema with two lines on the bottom, le'olam lo kansu. Oh, that really they were not kones, not shogeg atu mezid. So if they're not gozer, so then what's the two opinions in the braita? Gemara says velakasha, different reconciliation. Kan leota haser, kan haser acheret. Oh, so the question is, where is he retrieving it to? So if he's retrieving it to the same haser that he's in, so therefore we have no problem. They were not gozer. Like we said, there's no problem, be'emet. So therefore, there's nothing to talk about if he actually just extended it inside and brought it right back to him. Minadin is mutar. And they weren't gozer in that case, and they didn't make a kenas in that case. So what's the case that they did make a kenas on? Where the guy put it into the other issue, and then he threw it on the other side into another haser. Again, throwing it to another haser should also be okay because you're throwing it to the reshut yachid. It's a haser. However, the chachamim were concerned if you throw it to another haser, not the haser that he's in, he might throw it to the reshut rabim. Now, okay, but I mentioned now throwing because how are you going to get into another haser? So Rashi right away says, "Le'otah haser shu omed betocha mutar lachzira." No problem. Aval nachaser acheret asmucha la'asul zorkam. That's the only way you can make the case. Although it's not really meduyak in the Braita. The Braita says mutar lachzir or asul lachzir. Discussing lachzir or not lachzir, but naturally not the lashon. It's like lizrok is asul. But okay, but that's the way you have to learn the Braita. They have no choice. And therefore, again, at this point, we're learning that really they weren't gozer on shogeg atumezid. That's not the inyan. And they were not gozer on shogeg and mezid necessarily. The haluk over is, where's he retrieving it to? In both cases, min adin, keep in mind, it should be mutar. Because again, he's bringing it over here to the shuti yachid. The haser is the shuti yachid. So there shouldn't be a problem. Question is, when you retrieve it back to the same reshut, okay, and the rabbi said, totally there's nothing wrong with that. So what's the problem if you go and put it in a different reshut? So it means he's basically put his hand in and he threw it to the other haser on the other side. What's the problem? That already is like a different haser. It could come to doing it b'reshut harabim. Okay, if it comes to b'reshut harabim, that would be a problem. So make a gezerah b'haser acheret. Okay, the ba'amine rava merav nachman. We have a similar case over here. Now, by the way, Tosfot incidentally makes this diyuk that we made. Look on the top. Ve'asu lachzira, that's the lashon of the Braita, diktani lo lachzira etzlo ka'amar, el lachzira lachatzer acheret. That's what you have to say. Asu lachzira doesn't mean asu lachzira to where he is. It's asu lachzira to a different haser. Fine. So anyway, the Gemara comes along and says, kedeba amine rava merav nachman, ayta yado mele'a perot. So his hands were filled with perot, fruit. Right? And he extended them outside. Mau lachzira le'ota chaser. Are you allowed to bring them back to the same chaser that he's in? Amar le mutar. Oh, so he asked him chaser acheret ma'ahu. What about another chaser? Amar le asur. Oh, so you see already the chaluk between oto chaser and chaser acheret. So now, this was the question that what Rava asked Rav Nachman. So he comes along and says, "Umayshena." You know, what's the difference? So Rav Nachman tells him, "Lechi tichul ala kura de milha." Different interpretations over here. One interpretation is, you know, I won't give you the chiluk until you go serve me. Rashi says, "Bibidihuta." That's good for Purim. He told them as a, you know, as a joke. Like what? Adale. He answered him. Why? Kishedemdot nikur shel melach, omar lecha ta'amo shel davar. When you measure for me a kur of salt, do some work for me. Go do this for me and I'll answer you. He's like, you're like a joke, which means it's an easy answer. Go do this for me first and I'll say it. Another answer that she says, l'shna chanina, l'kshetokhal alia kur shel melach. Which means, even if you eat a, or when you eat a kud of melach, a great amount of salt, lo tuchal lasvotam gozer. Even if you eat a kud of melach, there's no comparison. No matter what you do, you're not going to be able to find the comparison between the two cases. They're different. Another explanation I once heard in this, you know, this lashon is that in order to hear from somebody, you have to subjugate yourself to that person. If you're not subjugated to that person, so therefore you won't accept his sebara, you won't accept his reasoning. So therefore he was saying, go serve me for me, go do something for me, and therefore you'll show your subjugation to me, and then already when I tell you the sebara, you'll be able to hear it. But if you're not machniya yourself, you're not going to hear it. Anyway, he says, hatam lo it abida machshavato. Literally, over there, his machshava was not fulfilled. Hakam it avida machshavato, which simply means nitkayma machshavato or not. Here, when the guy put it in and he brought it back to himself, nothing happened. He brought it back to the same place. This really is machshava was to bring it to the other hasid. So bringing it to another hasid, that's more of a fulfillment of his Mashmah, there's more of a reason to be gozer a gezerah. Rashi's lashon. Machshavato. Should it kaven lefanotam mechaser zu? Basically, why is the guy taking these perot in the first place and sticking them inside? Because he wants to get rid of them. He wants to get rid of them from this chaser. Now bringing them back, basically he did not fulfill his machshava. Lo nitkaima hilkach lo gazru. Aval chaser acheret, he did what he wanted to do. He got rid of the perot from his chaser. Nitkaima machshavato vegazur del mazim nachariti shadi deu nirshut arabim. She cleared the tajin of gezerah. Once already nitkayim machshavato, good. Now I'm worried next time he's going to come along and take these perot from the chaser and throw them into a yirshut arabim on Shabbat. And that would be clearly asur. That would be hayav even if he didn't be mezid. So therefore, we understand the chayuk. So rabotai, at the end of the sugya, we did not conclude that yado shel adam is like a karmelit. On the contrary, although we might have made some gezerot, legabeh his yad, bringing it back, and where you can bring it back, and when, there's different answers, but the Gemara, it seems to conclude, or did not prove it at least, that yado would be like a karmelit. So it's not a karmelit, it's not a yeshut yachid, it's not a yeshut rabim, it's yado. Gemara, gufa, that is what we learned above. Ba'e, Rabbe Bai Bar Abaye. Hidbik pat betanur. So the guy, in the olden days, how did they make bread? They would make a dough, and then they would stick it on the side of the oven. Hidbik pat betanur. Etiru lo leradota kodem shiyabo lide chiyuv hatat. O lo etiru. What happens? He did it on Shabbat. Now if he leaves it there, what's going to happen? It's going to bake. If it bakes, so it's going to come already to chiyuv hatat on Shabbat. So now the question is, are they going to allow him to pull it off the side of the wall? That's called liradota. Now, keep in mind, Hachamim made a gezerah on the Ridiyat Tapat b'Shabbat. So the question is over here, do we tell the guy, listen, maybe do a small drabanan to save yourself from a deoraita, from a chayuv? Oh, so the Gemara is going to give you the case. The Gemara is going to struggle to find what is the case over here. So the Gemara begins. Amar le Rav Acha bar Avaye le Ravina. Echidame. What's the case? Okay, that's your question. What's the case? Ilima b'shogeg. Maybe we're talking about over here. Shogeg. He didn't remember with Shabbat. He stuck it on the wall. Or he didn't know it's Asud. Whatever. However you want to learn the case of Shogeg. Velo itkarle. And he didn't remember. So if he didn't remember, so therefore Gemara says, Leman hitiru. So obviously he's not coming to ask the question. But no matter, guys are coming to ask the question to the rabbi. Rabbi, I put the pot on the side of the wall. Can I pull it off? If he's shogeg, leman etiru. Who's asking? That's not the case. The guy's not asking the question. Who are you asking? On the guy? The guy doesn't know what he did. The guy doesn't know he didn't isur to ask a question if it should be rode the pot. So therefore that cannot be the case. Okay, the case is shogeg. That means he doesn't know that it's Shabbat. Okay? So he's stuck it on the side of the wall. Now, what's the question we're asking? Is he allowed to make an idiyah?
He's not asking.
He doesn't think it's Shabbat. What do you mean he's allowed to do an idiyah? That guy is not doing an idiyah. He doesn't know to do an idiyah. He doesn't know Shabbat. So it cannot be the case. Oh, that's what the Gemara will tell you that then. That's not the case yet now. That was saying he's a shogeg from beginning to end. So therefore, he doesn't know anything. So therefore, it was baked already. It was baked already. Now he's like, can you make it a D.I.? He still thinks he didn't do anything wrong. Look at Ashi. Gemara says, Velo itkar. To answer your question, Ashi says, he didn't remember kodim afiya before it got baked. Ashi katoshi Shabbat. Or shemelechizu asura. Either way, either he didn't know it was Shabbat or he doesn't know melechizu asura. Oh. Ve'elalav. Must be the cases the hedar the itkar, which means initially when he put it on, he was shogeg, and then what? Itkar. Then he remembered. So at some point, he remembered that oh, either it's Shabbat or what he did is asur, and in that interim, he's running to the rabbi. Hacham, can I make a rediyah? So the Gemara says, wait, mi mehayev. There's no chayuv in that case hatat. And listen, the Bibai's question was. Kodim shiyavol liyidi chiyuv hatat. So we got to deal with that statement. In this case, where the guy started off as a shogeg and ended up as a yada, as somebody who knows what he's doing, that's not a case. That's not a case of chayuf hadat. For chayuf hadat, as we're going to see in a second, you got to be shogeg from beginning to the end. And over here, there was a yidiah in between. So therefore, it's true you answered the question. How is the guy going to ask a question? You're right. He'll go ask a question in this case because he figured it out. However, it's not a chayuf hatat case, so it cannot be the case of Rabbi Bai. Gemara says, "V'hatenan kol chayve hatat enam hayavim ad shetehe techidatan shegaga v'sofan shegaga," which means Rashi, and I quote, "Techidat melaka v'sofan lo nod'a lo shegagato ad shenigmara ha'avera." It's got to be a shogeg from beginning to end. From the beginning of the Avera to the end of the Avera. And it's not this case over here. So the Gemara says, Ela, you know what the case is talking about? Bemezid. Kodem Sheba Lide. Oh, Bemezid. Finished. New case. The guy went on Shabbat, Bemezid, and put the bread on the wall. Then he made Teshuvah. Then he comes to the rabbi and he wants to know, can I take it off? Okay, no problem. That will answer me ad shebali de chiyuv. Or maybe not, because chiyuv normally means what? Chiyuv hatat. It would be more appropriate, the Gemara says, kodem sheyavoli de isur sekila mev'ele. Because if he's mezid, so obviously now you're dealing with isur sekila. There's no hatat b'shogeg. Yeah. So right?
Should have said Sekila.
Right. So again, we're answering one question, but we pose another question. You know, you got to answer two cases. You got to answer me a case. How does he know to ask the question? And then how do you reconcile the Lashon before he comes to Hayuf Hatat? So now we figured we got it. He knows to ask the question because he was a Mezid. But you're going to have a problem with the Zefa because it's not going to be Hayuf Hatat. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shila le'olam b'shogeg. We're going back to the original answer. He was a shogeg from beginning to end. Shogeg from beginning to end, so he's not going to ask the question. Unless you're right, he's not going to ask the question. But maybe somebody else that sees what he did, maybe will allow him to save his friend from Qayyuf Khatat. Reuven put it on the wall b'shogeg. Shimon's watching it. Shimon says, "Why this guy is b'shogeg over here? The guy has no idea it's Shabbat over here. Now he's going to come to a hayuv hatat over here. So you know what? Let me go save him from the hayuv hatat and pull it off the wall for him." Yabra says, "Ulman hitiru." And who is the question? Are we going to be matir this? Lahirim. Okay, that's a good one. As she says, "Acher shira'a uba lefanenu lishael l'redotah kodim shevo chaviro l'ide hayuv hatat." Beautiful. Shimon's coming to ask the rabbi, "Can I save the Uben from Yehoyim Hatat?" They're making Yisud Rabbanan, which is Rediyah. So the Gemara says, "Matkif la Rav Sheshat, v'chi omrim lo le'adam, chate, kedeh sheyizke chavircha?" It's impossible. Do you tell a guy to make a sin in order to mezakeh his friend? Yimalai says, impossible. Now she says, do we tell a guy, Seve hate isur kal, kedesh shelo yitchayev chavercha onesh hamur? Now, the Gemara doesn't prove where this comes from, but the Gemara is assuming that that's for sure something that we would never tell a person to do. Even to tell a guy to do isur kal in order to be mezakeh his friend, we're not going to do it. So that can't be the case. That cannot be. We'll never tell a guy, Rabbi Bai never had the sefek. That's the point. Rabbi Bai never had that sefek. That we're going to tell a guy, yeah, go be rodeh in order to save this guy who was a shogeg, to save him from chatat. Oh, that's a question. They asked that question. Yeah, the question is asking, so what do you mean? It's not for him. His avera is going to affect me. Because kol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. But they say it's not strong enough. The din arbut to make a sin for somebody else. No, Arbut is emet, but it's not strong enough to make any suit. Exactly. It's not strong enough. That is emet, what you're saying. And they do ask that question, and they answer, true, but the din of arbut is, as strong as it is, still not going to tell me to make a sin to save the other guy. And by the way, and once I make the sin, I'm also arbut for everybody else in that sin. So what would you do with that arbut? You know what I mean? That sin that caused others now to.
We had to have, I mean, that
same. No, that's same person. Yeah, that's the. But for somebody else, we're not going to say that din arbut would cause the. She'era tova she'alta. Gemara continues. Ela amar av asher le'olam b'mezid. Really, the case is b'mezid. What was the problem we had with Mezid? Lashon of Ad Sheyavo Lidei Chayuv Hatat. So the Gemara answers, Ve'ema Kodem Sheyavo Lidei Isur Sekila. Change the end of the question and say, Mi Hetiru Lo Leradota Kodem Sheyavo Lidei Isur Sekila. Before he's going to come to Isur Sekila. Now, it doesn't mean that he would get a Sekila in such a case, because clearly at the end, when he comes along and in the middle of the thing, he wants to stop it. So he's not going to get a Yisur Sekila in such a case. He's trying to stop it. And then if they tell him he can't stop, he's honest, the poor guy. Which means you can't have a guy Sekila, because the guy said, okay, I want to stop it. You can't stop it. We're going to stone you now because we told you can't stop it. He's anus. And that's why it says, Ad Sheyavo Lidei, something that has a potential of Yisur Sekila. Not Ad Sheyavo Lidei Sekila. Ad Sheyavo Lidei Yisur. It's Yisur Sekila because he did it be mezid. It's a potential Yisur Sekila, but it will not be a Sekila in this case.
So then why don't they just leave it as Chiyuv Chatat then?
No, because not Chiyuv Chatat either.
It's not Chiyuv Chasekila.
It's not Chiyuv Chatat. No, but you have to deal with the Lashon. It's better to change it to a Mezid with a Sekila element than to call it a Mezid and a Shogeg, which is wrong.
To call the Shogeg with a Chatat element. I'm saying.
No, but Shogeg, you're not asking. Who's asking?
I'm saying the statement was Chatat.
Right.
So if
so we're changing that statement to Isu Sekila. I'm just saying that it's
Davka Sekila.
It's these words. Ad Sheyavo Lidei Isur Sekila, meaning Isur that has a element of Sekila. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Isur that has an element of Sekila.
The guy wants to pull it off, we don't let him.
We're not going to give him Sekila.
So then what's the point?
No. The point is that do we let him stop himself from coming to an Isur of Sekila? It's Isur Doraita. He did it by Mezid. I'm just saying you're not going to get an Isur Sekila in practice from such a case. Because if he was trying to stop him, the Isur from coming and the rabbis blocked him, you can't give him Sekila for him trying to get out of it and the rabbis blocked him.
So if he leaves it on, he's not going to be...
That's the question. The question is, can we, when he asked the rabbi, the guy put it on the oven b'mezid.
Right.
Then obviously the guy made teshuvah at some point. He runs to the rabbi. Rabbi, can I be rodeh? No, you cannot be rodeh. That's it. That's going to bake. So you can tell the guy, okay, you did it b'mezid. The ma'aseh was done b'mezid. Too late. So
the point is, he's not going to listen to
what
says. Well, he
listened.
He doesn't save his life.
He's going to pull it off. Right. The Baruch Hashem would save his life. But this is Isur Sekila. B'mezid is Isur Sekila. It's Isur that's shayach to a Sekila. That's what I'm saying. And we don't know the answer to this question.
Wow.
We don't know the answer to the question. We don't know if it'll be mutar or asur. That was Rabbi Bai She'ela.
Does it change the status when
he made the Shuvah? Was he offer Isur Doraita? Whether you get Sekila or not, yeah, you're not going to get Sekila. But still, Isur Doraita, he did it b'mezid. And my point is, he did it b'mezid. For sure, it's Isur Doraita. I'm just saying, don't think when it says Isur Sekila, that if the rabbis tell him, don't do the diya, he's going to get Sekila. There we call him an honest.
But it is an Isur Sekila.
But it is an Isur Sekila because you did something b'mezid. Right, there's a difference between Isur Sekila and Hayab Sekila. Put it that way. So Gemara says,
right, exactly.
By the way, Rav Acha Bered Rava had this text in Rabbi Bai's question, you know, Befirush. From this text that we're going to see, we're going to solve two things. Number one, we're going to know the case. And number two, we're going to get an answer to the case. Which means, Rabbi Bai, the way we had it till now, was a She'elah. This version is going to tell us the answer to the question. And here it is. Amar Abibai, Barabaye, Hidbik Pat Betanur, Hitiru Lo Leradota, kodem shiyavo lide isur sekila. It's not a question. It's a statement. The big pat betanur, meaning bemezit, etiru lo l'radota, they were matir him to do the diya. Kodem shiyavo lide isur sekila. Lashi comes along and says, me'edya sekila, right? That's clearly, sekila was written befirush. Ubilshon b'shituta. It was said as a statement. V'lo bilshon b'aya. Right? Matni rabaha b'red rabah metad rabbi b'ay. Beautiful, rabotai. Okay. Beautiful Tosfot over here. If we have time, we'll go back to them. Now let's continue the Gemara. Okay. Pashat ani et yado. So remember we learned the case? In the Mishnah, Pashat Ani Et Yado, the Ani sticks his hand inside, the Balabayit takes it from his hand. So we come along and we said the Ani is going to be Hayab if he did everything, and the Balabayit will be Patur if they split it up. So the Gemara says, the Ani is Hayab in the case where he did everything. Basically, Pashat Ani Et Yado, and he placed it in the hand of the Balabayit. So he did the Akira from the Shutrapim, and he did a Hanacha in the hand of the Balabayit. So the Gemara says, "Am I chayav? Why is the ani chayav? What do you mean? Why is he chayav? He made an akira and he made a hanacha. But where did he make a hanacha? In the hand of the balabayit. Oh, so the Gemara says, 'Vehaba inan akira v'hanacha me'al gabe makom dalid al dalid tefahim,' which means we have a rule. Where's this rule? I don't know, but there's a rule somewhere that says that you need an akira from a makom chashuv." And you need a hanacha on a makom chashuv. So the akira, he picked it up from the ground. I have no problem from that. But where did he put it? It says he put it in the hand of the balabayit. How big is the guy's hand? It's not 4x4. So therefore, the kaura, why should the ani be chayav bichlal? He did not place it in a makom chashuv. Rashi, me'al gavi makom dalid, davi chashuv l'mehve hanachato hanacha v'akirato akira. Gesevara. That listen, you know, for an akira to be an akira, you have to uproot it from something hashuv, and you have to place it down. It's gonna be placed down on something that's hashuv, and the least hashuv shiur is dalet al dalet tefachim. V'yado lav bakom daletu, v'katani lam matnitin. And our mishnah both ways, by the way, ben la akira, ben la naga. So our mishnah said the hand will be considered a hand the gabe akira and the gabe hanaga diktani. ונתן לתוך ידו של בעל הבית, הרי הנחה, או שנתן מתוכה. Right, let's say the ani stuck his hand in and took it from the hand of the בעל הבית and brought it outside. What do we say?
Right.
Also חייב. Why? He took it from the hand of the בעל הבית. That's also akira midalit. Even if he took it out and put it on the floor in the shoot of the beam. But the point is, he took it from the hand. So either way, we have a she'ela. Ben la akira, ben la hanacha.
We also ask on the akira of the ani. Why are we only mentioning the question akira?
Because he picked it up from the ground in the Rishut Rabim.
Because he transferred domains.
Right. He picked it up. Akira.
No.
Akira was from the ground.
He picked it up from the ground.
He picked it up from the ground. That's akira. The basket was on the ground in the Rishut Rabim. He picked up the basket from the ground. That's akira. There's no issue in akira. Akira with a transfer. There's akira. That's from there also.
That's
from there also. But we're not mukhrach to ask. Why not? Why not? In other cases, he came to the door, he had it in his hand. I mean, we're not mukhrach to go either way on that side. But on the inside, for sure, it says, and he put it in the hand. Yeah, we put it in his hand. If it was in his hand also, it's the same akira. It's the same akira.
He had to have an akira.
Right, it's akira somewhere. Okay, so comes the Gemara and says, so now, Rabotai, we're going to go now try to figure out, is there an opinion? Maybe there's an opinion that doesn't hold to this dalet al dalet business. Now, if we could find an opinion that doesn't hold to this dalet al dalet, then we're good. So the Gemara is going to attempt to say, yeah, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of dalet al dalet, and therefore he's the author of our Mishnah. The Gemara is going to struggle to keep this proof alive. Let's see the proof initially. Who's the author of the Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva. The Amar, lo ba'inan makom arba'a al arba'a. So you don't need it. Where do you see you don't need it? Ditna in the Mishnah. Hazorek, Breshut, Yachid, Breshut, Yachid, Breshut, Rabbim, Be'emsa. Okay, the case is a Zorek. Reshut Yachid, Reshut Yachid, and it flies over a Reshut Rabbim. Now, Rabbi Akiva Mechayev. Wow, how can Rabbi Akiva Mechayev? It started in Reshut Yachid, it ended in Reshut Yachid, there's no Isur, Reshut Yachid, Reshut Yachid, because it flew over Reshut Rabbim, there was no Hanacha in Reshut Rabbim. Well, that's why it says Hachamim Potrim. Hachamim say Patur. Okay, Patur Aval Asur, they're going to make obviously Isud Rabbanan. I don't have a problem with Patur Aval Asur. I can make a Gezerah on this. But to say that it's Hayav, Rabbi Akiva Savar Amrinan Keluta Kemo Shirunha Damya, which means Rashi, Keluta HaHefetz Hu'id V'Niklat Ba'avirash Reshut Terabim. Since it was enveloped in the airspace of Reshut Rabbim, kimi she'unha b'tochohu, afalgav de'lo nach. Incredible. Once it goes over the airspace of Reshut Rabbim, we consider as if it was nach over there, even though, where is it nach? In the avir. There's no dalar al dalar over there. Oh, so you see, quote Rabbi Akiva, you don't need a real hanaha on makom hashuv. Haraya, even if it just flies over Reshut Rabbim, you're calling that a Hanaga, and therefore you're going to be Hayab. It's as if you threw from the Reshut to Yahid to the Reshut Harabim. What's the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan Sabri, Lo Amina Kluta, Kemishun Hadamya. Beautiful. Now, the Gemara will obviously ask a question in a minute. What are you talking about? If you're telling me that it's considered a Tsunah, so therefore the Kaura, you should not only be Hayab for Hotza'ah, you should be Hayab for Hachnasa. Because she went from Yaqid to Rabim. Now, if you're saying that's considered Munach, so if it's Munach, it could be said Akira now, from Yaqid to Rabim to Yaqid. So she have two things. The Gemara will ask that question, Rabbi Akiva, in a second. And at this point, the Gemara is saying that the author of our Mishnah is indeed Rabbi Akiva. The Memra, the Pshita Leil Rabbah, the Bekeluta Kemishon Hadamya, Ubetoch. Which means, in order to establish this mahloket to fit with our Mishnah, you need to assume two things. First, you need to assume that the case is talking about where it's below 10. You threw it below 10. And you also must assume that it's below 10 and the basis of the mahloket is kluta. Now, if you make those two assumptions, that it's lemata ma'asara and it's a kluta issue, you're good. But who told you that you can establish like that? Lashi ubetuch yud. The ilu lemalam yud. Because if it's lemalam yud, lav avir reshut rabimu. El avir mekom peturu. Mefilu kluta leka. If it flew over the reshut rabim, you know, above 10, you're out of the reshut rabim already. It's mekom petur. Nabi Akiva or even Nabi Mehayim in such a case. So therefore, the only way to establish the case is betoch asara, and it's a kluta mahlukit. So if you want to go like that, no problem. Who said? Why? Rabbi had a question on this case. If you learn the cases, then you're right. Good. Everybody's going to say patur by zirika, by throwing. Mimoshit. Oh. And everybody must hold that we do not learn zorek from moshit. Let's go to the case of moshit. Back to the midbar, Rabotai. The midbar had a status of reshut arabim. You had over here wagons. You have a wagon over here. You have a wagon over here. The wagon served to carry the Kedashim, when they took apart the Mishkan. The wagons had a din of Reshut Harabim. They were 10 tefachim high by 4 tefachim wide. And you had a wagon over here in the back and a wagon in the front. And you had Reshut Harabim be'emsa. They had a system when they were loading up the wagons for these Kedashim, so they would, you know, the Levi'im would actually slide them across, you know, the wagon. So basically they were taking a Kedesh, it was going from Reshut to Yachid, Derech Reshut Rabim in the middle to the other wagon that was in front. So basically your Moshit. Yachid to Yachid. Derech Reshut. You don't throw Kedashim. You transfer them. And obviously this was above 10. because the wagons themselves were 10. So this was above 10. So we learn a hadush that moshit lemala ma'asara is hayav. Shekach asu b'midbar. If that's what they did in the midbar, you can't argue with that. And what? That's a classic case of yachid, meaning agala to agala, yachid to yachid, derech ha-midbar, which is a shoot to rabim, b'moshit, and it's lemala ma'asara. However, it's not necessary to say that just because we see that moshit is hayav lemala ma'asara, that zorek is going to be hayav lemala ma'asara. Zorek is a different. You didn't see anywhere in the midbar that there was zorek lemala ma'asara. So therefore, back to the machlok Rabbi Akiva Hakamim. The machlok Rabbi Akiva Hakamim is talking about what lemata ma'asara, and the machlok Rabbi Akiva Hakamim is kluta or not. But lemala ma'asara kula alma, they'll say no problem. Why? Because lo yalfinan zorek memoshit. That's she. Second line. Which is my agala? My agala. Zorek memoshit. Deilu memoshit meshut yachid lirshut yachid lirshut rabim. Afidu lebala ma'asara kaimalan beperek azorek. Dehayav, deyalif, ma'agalot, shemidbar. Shemoshitim et kerashim mizu lezu vehen lirshut yachid ubenehem lirshut rabim. Ve'lo yehu zorkim otam. So the Gemara comes along and says, if you learn like that, no problem. Odilma, but there's another way to learn. Odilma lemala ma'asara peligi. Maybe the whole ma'alokin is really lemala ma'asara. Ube'a peligi drabi akiva sava yalfinan zorek memoshit. Verabbanan savri lo yalfinan zorek memoshit. That is the ma'alokin, indeed. Machloket of Rabbi Akiva Hakamim is lemala ma'asara by zerika, and what's the machloket lemala ma'asara? Are you learning zorek miboshit? Rabbi Akiva will say you do, therefore you're going to be hayav, and Hakamim will say you don't, therefore you're going to be aval lemata ma'asara devrei akol hayav. Why? My tama amrinan kluta kemo shehun ha damya, and therefore everybody's going to hold like that. So therefore, everybody's going to include Takimishu and Hadamya, not only Rabbi Akiva. So you wanted to say, who's the author of our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva? Maybe not. Maybe it's everybody. Meaning, if you learn like this, that everybody holds Lemata Masara, you say Kluta, I just know Hanaha. Eli, you see, you don't need a Hanaha, Anamakom, Dalit. So therefore, by the way, then you're doing away with your whole principle. So everybody's going to hold that you don't need a Hanaha if you learn like this. So the whole question doesn't start. Yeah, but that's another.
So the kids of the that they are need in the hand of the Baal Abayit is
Hayav. You don't need a Hanaham and Makom Dalit. From there you see that you don't need anaha. The fact that everybody holds that when you throw from the Shuti Yachid to the Shuti Yachid, Derek the Shuta Rabim, you Hayav. There's no Makom Dalit on a Kluta. It's just suspended in the air. So if you say that's considered a hanaha, so you see you don't need a makom hashuv. Even a kluta, you're saying it works. Now, no matter how you want to learn kluta, even if you want to learn kluta, it's as if it goes down. Everybody learned it, but it's not down. It didn't land on it. No. Ma'asarah is a head. He put it in his hand. Is his head dalar al dalar? Stop. The Gemara's assumption is you need dalar al dalar for a hanaha. The Gemara is answering, you don't. Why don't you? You see, Rabbi Akiva says you don't need it. The Gemara is saying, forget about Rabbi Akiva. There's one way to learning it that nobody needs a dalit al dalit. It's everybody.
Everyone's kluta.
Everybody holds kluta. Everyone's kluta. There's no dalit al dalit klal.
So is it?
There's no deed of dalit al dalit.
It's kluta because it's kluta. When the ani brings.
No, because kluta. You don't need makom dalit. So that's not a kluta. That's
kluta
hanaha.
Kluta knocks out dalit
al dalit. Right. Kluta knocks out dalit al dalit.
Does it make a difference where the ani is putting the
item? Oh, he has to put it down somewhere. If it's still in his hand, we don't say kluta. Kluta is only when suspended. No, kluta is only when suspended. In his hand, we don't say kluta. That's your question? No. Kluta means when it's enveloped in the airspace without anybody touching it.
Savarav kluta knocks out dal dal dal.
That's right. Savarav kluta now knocks out dal dal dal. Because everybody's holding it. So why'd you tell me it's Ali Badr Akiva? Not Akiva, it's Ali Badr everybody. So the Gemara says, no, that's Rava's question. Matar de'eb'e hadar if shetelim. Yeah, right. It was, he had a question how to learn this mahlokit, but eventually he had an answer. The Sabah, Rabbi Akiva, Kluta, Kimi, Shihun Ha, Damya. Okay, after he had this question, he eventually said, you know what? It's Rabbi Akiva that holds Kluta. And that's the mahlokit. The mahlokit is Lemata Ma'asara, and the mahlokit is in Kluta, and therefore, Amishnaz Alibad, Rabbi Akiva. Very good. So the Gemara says, Vidilma Hanahahu de lo Ba'ya, Ha Akira Ba'ya. All you see from Rabbi Akiva is that you don't need a Hanaha al Makom Dalet. That's all you see. Maybe in Akira, you do need. Maybe Akira is more stringent. Now, where do you see from Rabbi Akiva that only mentioned the Hanaha? The fact that he didn't say Yahayav twice. If it's a Hanaha and a Akira, so basically you went from Yahid to Rabim, Rabim to Yahid. Rabbi Akiva should have said Hayav Shtayin.
No,
I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything, by the way. I didn't do anything. If you say Kluta, I did nothing, by the way. Well, I did the Kluta. Before you get to the Akhdasa, I did the Hotza'ah.
You could say that way.
Oh, so I throw it. So that's throwing in everything.
It's the same Kawah.
Well, I stopped and went.
Stopped. We're saying it stopped.
Whatever you said the first one, you said the second one. Whatever you said the first one, the second one. So basically, Gemara's saying, hold it. You can't learn more than a Biakiva. The Biakiva, all he said was, Yahayab. What is Yahayab? I have one. What are Yahayab from? When you throw it from Rabim, Yahid to Yahid, didn't shoot to Rabim, I'm Hayab because I say Kluta, it's a Hanaha. Fine. So I can learn a Klal. Klal Gadol Biyahadut, the fear of Biakiva, Hanaha, Lo, Ba'ina, Dalit, Al Dalit. But maybe Akira does. Why would Rabim or Mahri Akira? We saw Sivarot by Akira. Akira is the beginning of the Maaseh. It starts with the Akira. The main thing is the Akira could lead to the Hanaha, but Hanaha cannot lead to an Akira. Akira is the main. So it could be there's a Sivarot to think that Akira needs to start the Melacha. It's got to start off with, and you have no Raya for the Akiva. But from our Mishnah, clearly, if the Ani took it from the Balabai's hand, it's Hayab. Even though it's not Dal Radal. So from our Mishnah, clearly, you see you don't need Akira or Hanaha. I should say, or Hanaha or Akira, either one. Mimakom Dal. Who's the author of our Mishnah? We struggled to think it's going to be Akiva. No proof. Evante?
If you hold like
Rabbi
Akiva, how could you say?
If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, you proved half a point. You have no proof of Akira. So Gemara comes along and says, look at that she, by the way. Vedilma hanachahu de lo ba'ya, which is proof. Mediktani de biyakiva mechayev. Abal Akira ba'e me'alga be'makom da medelo ketari biyakiva mechayev shtayim. Right? If Akira you didn't need, on a makom dal, it should have said to be akiva mechayev shtayim. Achat mishum otza'a v'at mishum achnaza. The Gemara comes along and says, Ela amar Rav Yosef, hamani rabihi. Okay, we found a new opinion. It's Rabbi. Abotai, there's no mitzvah to learn these dapim fast. Even the shekla v'tariya. We're learning it the first time. To go quickly and gobble it up so you can do it every Tosfot. It's good to get the Shekla V'Tariyah slow. We're not coming back to this daf until 7.5 years. So it's might as well, you can learn it every learn it slow. Gemara says, El Amar of Yosef, first wide line. Aman Erebihi. Okay. What should it be? Erebi. What should it be? Idima harbi de Tanya. Zarak venah al gabe ziz kol shehu. Rabbi mechayev vachemim potrim. Beautiful. Guy Zarak threw an item and it landed on a ziz. Like, this is like a little protrusion, less than 4x4. And it's a kol shehu. And Rabbi's mechayev. No, bingo. What do you see him over here? You see that you don't need dalet al dalet. That she says, Zarak meshut to me mitchilat dalet sov dalet. So this is not going from the shoot to the shoot. This is a case where you're throwing four amot b'shut rabim, which is also hayav. So basically, you need akira still on the and shut rabim. Made akira and he threw it and it landed on the ziz. Oh, Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi says, hayav. So what do you see from it? You don't need at least a hanaha on a makom chashuv. So the Gemara says, no. Don't bring me hayav from that, Rabbi. Hatam kide ba'inan lememar lekaman kide abaye. Abaye already explained that case. The Amar Abaye, hacha b'ilan ha'omed b'reshut yachid ve'nofo note l'reshut rabim. We're talking about you have a tree. The tree actually is in reshut yachid. And its nof, its branches, which are less than 4x4, are extended into the reshut harabim. Vezarak in the reshut harabim. Venach an nofo. And it landed on these branches that are less than 4. And what's Rabbi's chiddush? The Rabbi sabar amrinan shedin nofo batar ikaro. That you put the branch after the trunk. And since the trunk has 4 tefachim, so therefore we consider the nof also having 4 tefachim. The Rabbanan sabrido amrinan shedin nofo. Rabbanan don't say that, which means really even the B holds you need 4x4. In this case, you have 4x4. How do you have 4x4? Because the trunk had 4x4.
Why can't the tree be in the shoot that also the trunk?
Why can't everybody? No, because that already be no shit, like what even Rabbanan. That bottom line you threw it on the tree and the tree has a 4x4.
It's not a
Z. It has 4x4 no matter what.
No, but no, it doesn't.
It's on the branch.
You're right, but wait. If it's on the branch, the same makom, that's considered the same Z-Z. Item.
It's not a Z-Z.
Here it's two separate items. You have the item here and the item here. It's two separate items. So maybe this does not go after the ikar. When the ikar and the nof in the same place, it's all one. That's no she'elah. There's no she'elah. Even a banab will say you'd be hayab in such a case. But do you say that when the ikar is in one reshut and the nof is in another, that's very chadush to say this follows that. Kamash malan, Rabbi says it does. But you do see he still needs a makom hashur. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, let's read Rashi. Rabbi mechayev alma delo ba'i hanaha al makom dalet. Now, by the way, the Gemara could have asked another question. The Gemara could have said, okay, honey, hanaha, akira minayim. The Gemara asked a better question.
Knocked the whole thing out.
Right, the Gemara knocked the whole thing out. The Gemara just could have asked, okay, you prove me hanaha, but maybe akira, like we asked on the Rabbi Akiva. But anyway, we asked a better question. We said, even hanaha, you don't
need a doubt.
She says, shadin nofo batar ikaro. You didn't prove akira.
You have an akira, but you don't prove that it's not.
You didn't prove that you don't need the akira on dal. All you see is kotebi. You don't need the hanacha on dal, but maybe an akira you do need. The Gemara could have asked that question. The Gemara asked a better question. Shadi nofo batari karodashi. Ba'avi kemunach b'shut rabim amakom la de ikar machshiv le nof. Let's get a sound there. What's the gerasa say? De ikar right. She yesh bo dalid, an ikar that has dalid when machshiv the nof has dalid as well. Beautiful.
That's the sapek also with the man. He's dalin, and his hands. Listen, so his hands like the branch, and his body's like the trunk. So it could be that's the sapek.
Okay, fine, but that means you still need a makom hashuv. Oh, you want to
no,
say that
compare it.
You want to say that by the person. Okay, we're gonna have a better proof, but I hear what you just said. We're gonna have a better proof. The Gemara says El Harabi. We find a better Rabbi. Same Rabbi, you have a better proof. Netanya. Zarak Mirishut Arabim Mirishut Arabim. Mirishut Ayahid Be'emsa. Rabbi Mechayev Achamim Potri. Now you're going from the reverse case. He went from Rabim to Rabim, and Yabi Yahid Be'emsa. And Rabbi says, Hayav. And I can say Patur. Ve'amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mechayev Haya Rabbi Shetayim. Beautiful. Rabbi says Shetayim. Echad Mishum Hotza'a, meaning Yahid to Rabim, Echad Mishum Echnasa, Rabim to Yahid. Alma lo ba'e akira. ולא הנחה על גבי מקום דלת על דלת. רשי, מחייב היה רבי שתיים, דאבי כאילו נח בשוט יחיד, וחזר ונעיקר משם והכניס לשוט רבים. על מה? לא עקירה בעי, ולא הנחה בעי, המקום beautiful. כמרא סז, ולי תוכן, אתמר עלה, רבו שמואל, דם נתרוויו, לא מחייב רבי אלא ברשות היחיד, מקורא דאמרינן ביתא כמאן דמליא דמיא. Oh, we thought he was working with a kluta sevara. No, he's not working with a kluta sevara. Ipshilin is working with a kluta sevara beauty. It's Rabbi basically is Rabbi Akiva modified. It's kluta and mechayev shtayim. Akiran anara and works out. The Gemara says, but that's not the sevara of Rabbi. Rabbi says the case was talking about where you threw it from Rabim to Yaqid, but this Yaqid was not a regular, you know, Yaqid that was open roof. It was sealed. That's sealed at a roof, basically. And there's a sevara that says that when you have a roof, so therefore we consider beta keman demal yadami, that it's considered full. So therefore, even though it's air, it's virtual. So that when you throw it under the roof, it's as if, not kluta, it's as if it landed on something. It's like there's something there. There's avir there, but it's as if there's no avir. Right, as if there's no avir. So therefore, okay, that's really the behold. You need makom hashuv, and you have a makom hashuv. In the case of beta keman demal yadami, it's like it's a legitimate, but you have no ra'aya in a case where, let's say, it's an open issue to yachid without a roof. You have no ra'aya. Look at Ashi. Mekor Ashi yesh lagag. Keman demalia. Davar satum mikol sad. Havi, we look at it. Kemale hafatsim ad gago. Imagine if it's stuffed with goods all the way up to the roof. De'en aviro hashuv avir. Hilkach kol anizrak letocho ave kemunah. Aval, continue the Gemara.
Is she saying these walls also?
That she like says satum mikol sad. Exactly.
So just the roof is not the
correct.
Roof. So underneath
that's right. That's right. Satum mikol sad. Good diyuk. Satum mikol sad. Now the amrina betakeman demaya sevara. Aval she eno mekora lo. Right, but eno mekora. Of course, even the bee's going to say you need a makom hashuv. Okay, so the Gemara says, "V'chitema hakaname b'mekora." Okay, so maybe our Mishnah is talking about where it's mekora. What's the problem? Maybe our Mishnah is talking about where the reshut yahid. Who told you wasn't in the house? Didn't we always assume it was in the house? So therefore, what's the problem? Once it's in the house. So you always have beta keman demal yadam, and you have no problem. What's the issue of it? And therefore, the author of Mishnah is Rabbi, and we go with Rabbi in a house with a mekora, and you have no problem. It's makom hashuv. Gemara says, "Hatinach b'reshut yachid mekora, b'reshut Rabbi mekora, mi hayav."
Very good.
But what are you gonna do over here? Shoot the Rabbim. How are you gonna get it? Because one of the cases is the balabayit puts the reshut Rabbim into the ani's hand. Oh, no, also Mekora. Well, hold it. Let's say it's Mekora. Where do you ever see that a reshut Rabim Mekora is going to be Hayah? Ve'amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Hamavir Hefetz, Dal Rabashut Rabim Mekora Patur, Lefi She'en Adomel Degle Midbar. A reshut Rabim has to be similar to the Midbar reshut Rabim. Did the Midbar reshut Rabim have a Mekora on it? It did not. Araya, he says, if a guy is ma'avir something or throws something ma'avir hefetz for amot b'reshut mekora patur? Why? You walked for amot b'reshut rabim, yeah, but it was a mekora. So therefore, you're not going to be hayav in a mekora. So the vocation of the Mishnah cannot be that where you went from a house into a reshut rabim mekora, you won't be hayav bichlal. So we're back to the question. We're back to the question. What part might conclude? We thought we had a good answer. It's a B. The B says, Mechayev Shtayim. Why? Because Betake Mandemal Yadameh. And therefore, when the Ani went into the house, it's a regular house. And therefore, it's considered a legitimate Hanacha. Meaning, it is Hanacha, Makom Hashuv, because it's Betake Mandemal Yadameh. Very nice. The Gemara is older. There's two cases now, Mishnah. One case is going inside, one outside. No, I'll tell you, the outside also is Bereshut Rabim Mekora. The Shut Rabim had like walls around it. It was a public area. So Gemara says, if it has walls around it, there's never hayuv on the Shut Rabim Mekora. What's the proof? Because the rabbi said, a guy's molich dalet amot b'shut Rabim Mekora patur. Why? She'eno domeh le'degle midbar. No, no, it can be a satra upatya where people are walking across like a Penn Station. Like I said, Penn Station.
This is the roof.
Why give me an example. That's 100,000 people. Because he wants to be dayek from the top of the sheet, the Bar Satum. It can be a satra upatya where you have so many people that are walking in that it still makes it a din of reshut rabim. Anyway, look at that sheet for a second. And we go, Hatinach reshut rabim, the. That's where he's standing. Could you make it that it's roofed? So, Rabotai, we did not answer our original question. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Stay tuned.